UK's first all-FM student radio station, Bailrig 87.7.
The 7 o'clock news, this is Nikki Harvey. Kevin and Ian Maxwell have been cleared of fraud charges. An Old Bailey jury found them not guilty of plundering pension funds after the death of their father, Robert Maxwell. As the jurors left the court, Kevin shook each one by the hand and from the steps of the court delivered a public vote of thanks.
I wish to pay tribute to the care and attention which the jury devoted to their task, which the judge himself acknowledged in his summing up. I want to express my gratitude to my team of lawyers and to my family and friends who have loyally stood by me for 4 years.
The result of the Maxwell case is seen as a damning blow for the Serious Fraud Office, which already has a series of high-profile court failures to its name. But its boss, George Staples, says it simply carried out its intended role.
We've had a thorough investigation. We've brought a prosecution which had to be brought, and the case has gone to the jury. The jury has now reached its verdict. That is how the system is intended to work.
The ferry hijack in the Black Sea is over. The four pro-Chechen gunmen have surrendered to the Turks and the ordeal has ended for more than 200 people held hostage. Turkish Prime Minister Tanzu Çiller denies a deal was done with the hijackers.
There was no bargaining, only a very decisive attitude. We were very strict about our decision as to the fact that they could not enter Istanbul.
A couple who successfully sued Lloyds Bank for giving them bad advice have lost the counterclaim the bank brought against them. Julia Verity and Richard Spindler now owe the bank £26,000, plus legal costs of £250,000. Cricket and England seem to have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory yet again in the sixth one-day international against South Africa. Chasing a victory total of just 130, they were 94 for 7 in the 36th over. Independent Radio News.